الله أكبر الله أكبر.
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Justice in Islam. Let me share with you another beautiful verse concerning justice in Islam. As I mentioned before, the glorious Quran beautifully answers critical questions. For example, in the last two episodes, I talked about the counsel of God, the oneness of God, as the Quran clarifies it. The oneness of Allah, that He is one. And then we talked about forgiveness and salvation in Islam. And in this episode, inshallah, I will talk about justice in Islam. Let's listen to this beautiful verse. It says, O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses. And let not the hatred of a people make you avoid justice. Be just. This is what the Quran says. Be just. That is next to piety. And fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. The Quran 5:8. Again, it invites us, the Quran invites us to stand out firmly. It says, all you who believe, if you believe in Allah, if you believe in the one true God, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses. To be just. And when you give any testimony, when you become a witness, be just. Let not the hatred of a people make you avoid justice. Don't avoid justice. We got to be objective, fair, with all people, even with those you might don't like. Even with the enemies. The Quran says, be just. That is next to piety, righteousness, goodness, and fear Allah. We fear who? We fear the Creator, the one who created us. And fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted. He is well aware, well acquainted with all that you do. So whatever we do, Allah knows about it. And this keeps us mindful of our actions and our words. What you say and what you do is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we do anything or we say anything, we got to ask, is this pleasing God? Is this going to make Allah happy or unhappy with me? Does this please Allah? So we got to ask these questions if we are sincere if we are honest in loving the true God. Islam teaches us to be just with all people, whether with friends or foes, and at all times, in peace or in war. It teaches us to conduct ourselves with justice and morality, to be just and moral, to treat others justly and morally. Allah says, Allah does command you that you restore deposits to their owners. And if you judge between mankind, that you judge with justice. What a beautiful teaching. Allah does command you that you restore deposits. So you have to be trustworthy, honest, that you restore deposits to their owners. And if you judge between mankind, you judge with justice. Remember that. This is in the Quran, chapter 4, verse 58. As a practical manifestation of its beauty, eternal values, mercy, and justice, Islam commands us to protect what Muslim scholars call the five necessities. They include 1, religion; 2, soul; 3, mind; 4, honor or dignity; 5, money and whatever we own. Beautifully, the glorious Quran pointed out that whoever kills an innocent soul, it is as if he had killed mankind entirely. And whoever saves one, it is as if he had saved mankind entirely. The Quran 5:32. Concerning the freedom and protection of faith, the Quran stated, there is no compulsion in religion. There is no compulsion, no force. You are not compelled or forced to believe in something you don't like to believe in. There is no compulsion in religion. This is chapter 2, verse 256. Thus, Islam honors mankind and does not compel anyone to embrace its faith by force. This is the truth. This is the truth. Beauty, justice, kindness, and tolerance of Islam when dealing with non-Muslims. So we have to be honest. We have to be objective and fair when judging others. And let's remember what Allah told us in the Quran. Let not the hatred of a people make you avoid justice. Be just, that is next to piety. This is what the Quran invites us to. Nevertheless, concerning those unfair political and religious leaders, writers, historians, or media people who unjustly accuse Islam and Muslims of terrorism and claim that Islam has spread by force and sword, those sick-minded and ill-hearted folk who depict Allah, the one true God, those who depict Allah, the one true God, and His last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, in the worst and ugliest images and cartoons. I wonder, is this what is meant by freedom and freedom of speech? Is it not a double standard being used when dealing with Islam and Muslims? For example, why are the terms Christian terrorists or Jewish terrorists never heard, although there is no shortage of problems being committed by people of those faiths? You hear about the killing of a student to other students, but you didn't hear that terrorism is involved there. There is no mention. Is anyone free to insult, curse, or despise others and their beliefs, or accuse them all of terrorism, killing, stealing, or raping? Is it fair? Is this how civilization, democracy, and freedom are taught to the younger generation in schools, colleges, and society in general? Is it truly the sword of Islam that makes thousands of wise, objective, sincere, and open-minded men and women around the world embrace Islam nowadays? Many books, articles, and websites discuss why and how these brothers and sisters reverted to Islam. For example, you may like to read this book, Islam, Our Choice, Portraits of Modern American Muslim Women, edited by Deborah Dirks and Stephanie Potlov. So this is the truth about Islam. It tells us to be just with all people. The Quran says, be just. That's next to piety. Thank you for your time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.